Hello, I'm Carl McDormand, and I'd like to give a presentation today, Charting the Uncanny Valley. So Masahiro Mori in 1970 wrote an article for Energy Magazine, and he came up with the idea of the Uncanny Valley. He made the observation that as you make robots appear more human-like, they also seem more familiar. And you would think that at the extreme, they would just become more and more familiar until they're as familiar as a healthy human being. However, he made a kind of argument that actually robots that are almost human could seem very strange or eerie. And he called this the uncanny valley.
Act enthusiastic, and you will become enthusiastic.
Hello. This is Radio is this.
Jam.
Some tricks for me.
It hears the rhythm, then converts it to a series of computer instructions called algorithms.
then.
And then you'd find it to be very strange.
I don't think there'll be the slightest trouble with your robot. Your domestic problems are completely solved.
To Android, and then we also find this kind of uncanny valley. However, I think there's a limitation of from this to
gloriously repeat yourself. To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
To gloriously repeat yourself.
So it seems to me that the wish to recreate ourselves and to understand ourselves in that process belongs to the quest of being human.
I do sounds in my throat like horses galloping.
What a beauty.
Thank you. Thank you. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you will join us, and the world will live as one.